This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we're starting to retake the Republic a little bit here and there, but there's a lot more of the fight ahead, as you can see, as all the forces struggle to derail our agenda. Joel Skousen's popping in with his view. Dr. Steve Pachinik is also coming up. Jerome Corsi, Paul Watson hosts the fourth hour. David Knight's going to take over until I'm back at the bottom of the hour. Just a big broadcast, obviously, today. It's an info war. Spread these links. I know David's chomping the bit here with all these guests we've had on. Kit, I agree with your bullet points from the perspective of Trump, and I think that's what Trump means. In fact, I know it's what he means. So I get what's happening there, and I concur with your article to a great extent. I'm just saying there's more levels to this. Other points, and I want to get Matt Weber in here.
Well, absolutely, Alex. My concern is that the criticism lobbied against Trump, a lot of it is valid, but some people are making this assumption that Trump is stupid. Trump is way smarter than he lets on. He is way smarter than most people realize. And going back to this article is the fact that, you know, with Russia, you know, it's like you said, detente. And there's two tales about this thing, about this. One, when you played the video with Trump giving his press conference, he just read it off the script. He had no authenticity about his statement. He was reading straight off the teleprompter. I have never seen Trump do that. So to me, I'm convinced that Trump doesn't believe that this was a real attack. I think there's a doubt in his mind that this was definitely a false flag. Oh,
absolutely.
Attack.
They know the other attacks were. All right. Thank you. That's a great point. Your article is on Infowars.com. Kit Daniels breaks down kind of the pro side of this. I overall think we're going down the wrong road really, really fast. But right now, let's go to Matt Weber. Matt, you've got some points on this as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. To elaborate on what David Knight had said earlier, he was critical of tactical or surgical strikes. And I do know that the purpose of that strike was to inhibit their capabilities of carrying out sarin gas attacks. But there was an article up where Putin was warning about negative consequences. And I think one of those could be that it makes Syria more dependent on foreign powers for defense aid now. You know, that's something that we'll have to take on as a burden. We'll have to support Syria if we want to remain them to remain an ally. And let's think about if we don't actually get Assad out. Rex Tillerson has been very obscure in his statements. He said, you know, we're taking steps towards getting Assad out of office. But he's also said that, you know, a strike doesn't necessarily mean a policy shift for Syria. So let's say Assad remains in power. Is this going to drive him into the arms of other nations? You know, is he going to align himself with other people?
We have to stop being the policeman of the world at some point and understand this. It's Hillary and Obama and the globalists that started the whole war, that began this civil war. And so I could see Trump cleaning out al-Qaeda and ISIS out of Iraq and Syria. But then going in and then removing Assad, that's a whole other thing. And then we truly own Syria. We'll get Joel Skousen's take on that. You have a comeback?
Yeah. To that end, yes, this is, steeped in legality, right? Was this legal for Trump to do? There are people like, who's this guy? Nicholas Kristof. He's a New York Times reporter. And, you know, Chris Cuomo was asking him this morning, you know, aside from the legality, can you come up with a compelling argument for this action? And he said, yeah, you know, sometimes it's good to show that you're a decisive leader. But, you know, what I'm thinking here is, you know,
can I jump in here and say something?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to say that
I'm just getting the guys on air because they're always nervous to get on air. And I'm like, behind the scenes are well spoken. I'm just getting them used to being on air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say it's easy to shoot cruise missiles from the hip. But we have to understand we don't want to root ISIS in Syria, and we don't want to root ISIS in the West, in the U.S. and Western Europe. And that's my concern about all this.
All right, well,
we're taking
let
down
Matt come back. Let Matt come back and have a final comment. Yes. Here's my deal. That rider he's talking about, had the stage deal with Hillary where she said hit his airfields, so she'd sound real smart 2 hours later when it happened.
Yep.
They already all knew.
That's right.
So all I'm getting at here is the bad actors are all for this. I know why Trump did it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Quanto ne canto, volerà, si dirà di questo servis, con su amici, volerà, su frati fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, Friday, the 7th day of April, 2017. Gorsuch was just approved to the Supreme Court. I guess they used the nuclear option to get that done, only needing 51 votes. We'll have details of that. Corey, we can put the article on screen for any TV viewers that are out there watching us. If you're a radio listener, you can always tune in via Infowars.com/show. There it is. Neil Gorsuch confirmed by Senate as Supreme Court Justice. And we'll scroll down and read some of that article for, again, the TV viewers. Judge Neil M. Gorsuch was confirmed by the Senate on Friday to become the 113th Justice of the Supreme Court, capping a political brawl that lasted for more than a year and tested constitutional norms inside the Capitol fraying upper chamber. The development was a signal. Triumph for President Trump, or single Triumph campaign last year rests in large part on his pledge to appoint another committed conservative to succeed Justice Antonin Scalia, who died in February 2016, very suspiciously, I should add. Let me just stop right there because I want to go to our next guest, and I'm going to punch out for a while, work on some things, and come back, David. I'll leave everybody here with able hands. I'll be back this Sunday, of course, 4 to 6 p.m. Live. But it's not Hillary picking the Supreme Court, and I know folks that were involved with Trump. He had a computer with the most conservative votes and had a bunch of big firms look at it, three different firms. And he wanted to put in Napolitano later, but said, well, I guess you're not on the list. You'll have to be the second round. That's big news for folks, but I'll just tell you. So bigger economy, control the border, a lot of good stuff happening, but neocons and al-Qaeda celebrating what happened in Syria, a clear false flag. Joel Skousen was on with us the day it happened. We had reporters on the ground. Absolutely a false flag. Ron Paul, 100% false flag. He's never that sure. Rand Paul, I mean, the same group's been caught staging it. Why would Assad, right as he's winning, right as the U.S. is defeating al-Qaeda and ISIS, pushing them into Iraq in a pincer attack from the east and the west, why would he do the one thing that's the red line for Trump? Trump knows that, so it makes him look good with the Chinese president. Now he doesn't look like he's allied with Russia. Maybe it opens up the taunt. A very Machiavelli move. I understand Machiavellian systems, but they always turn to evil, like the Ring of Mordor, to use a parable from Lord of the Rings. It'll give you the power to win, but only a couple moves. Then it brings in the curse, just like Nazi Germany or anything else. So Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps fighter pilot, naval aviator, a military officer in the Marine Corps, and, of course, one of the leading patriot families for almost 70 years fighting the globalist. And so he's got all the sources. We'll get his take. And, David, you take over. I know David is chomping at the bit right here. So, Joel Skousen, good to have you here.
Good to be with you, Alex and David.
Well, you've heard my ranting. You've heard my analysis and David's, perhaps. What's your take on the current situation?
Well, I'm frankly going to have to disagree with the proposition that Trump hasn't bought into this. I think he's been totally snookered by this false flag incident. And I have read every statement. I don't care whether he's on the teleprompter or speaking off the cuff. Yeah, I can see, you know, complete buying into this on his part. And this is a very sad story because it means, I mean, when his meeting with at Mar-a-Lago with Bannon, that Bannon was totally for the strike on Syria. You just cannot explain this by Machiavellian techniques saying, I'm going to go out and destroy people just so that I can, you know, advance. I'm just very frustrated by the fact that Donald
Trump...
Sure, well,
I'm not endorsing Machiavelli. I see how this actually works for him, and so I don't think the neocons and stuff realize just what's happened. But you're saying he believes his general so much, you may be right, he has a love affair with the military, that they may have given him fake intelligence?
Absolutely. They assured him, and McMaster's assured him, absolutely, this was the Syrians who did it. And, you know, what they failed to see, and which has come out from the Russians, which is very, very good intelligence, is that the Syrians had stockpiled chemical weapons in this arms factory, and it was a secondary explosion from the attack from the Syrians on the arms factory. The Syrians didn't know that there were chemical weapons there, but it wasn't technically a false flag attack, meaning that the Syrians didn't explode, rebels didn't explode the weapons, trying to blame it. It just simply got caught up in the attack on their arms factory. So this surprised the globalists. This is something they had to move a crisis and take advantage of it right off the cuff because this was not a planned false flag attack. It turns out to be a false attribution to Assad. And I covered in today's World Affairs Brief all the history of the false accusations of Assad using chemical weapons, how chemical weapons are a broad-based area weapon that are never in military tactics, used in a close urban conflict situation with civilians because it's non-discriminatory. There's no way with Assad knowing that the establishment is looking for a way to kill him, to blame him, that he would use chemical weapons where there's no military advantage to do so. I just can't believe that none of the military experts on television have brought this up. It's just a cover-up of massive proportions. But I'm frankly worried that once Trump gets on this bandwagon and say, I'm going to attack, he goes through with it. And so I'm thinking that with his threats against North Korea, and China is not going to rein in North Korea, but with those threats, Trump could take action against North Korea very soon, and it could have World War III consequences. I'm very, very concerned.
You know, Joel, this is David Knight. Alex Jones is gone now. We'll finish up this interview together. When you said that you were concerned that Donald Trump had bought into this, I am too, because what we've seen is a pattern of Donald Trump going out and getting the people that he believes are experts in all these different fields and then stepping back and saying, I'm going to approach this from a pragmatic standpoint. I'm not ideological about this, and let them take the lead on this. And, of course, Michael Savage has said, look, these are the generals now that are leading us into this escalated conflict and regime change in Syria, escalation of the Cold War with Russia. He said we saw the same thing with Woodrow Wilson and pushing this type of agenda. Somebody who came in saying, well, I'm going to put America first and whatever we're going to, and then turn into a globalist. That's what I'm really concerned about. But you said one thing that I thought was interesting in terms of the way the attack came out. We talked to Syria girl yesterday, and she was saying that a day prior to the attack, Gulf-based Orient TV announced, quote, tomorrow we are launching a media campaign to cover the airstrikes on Hama countryside, including the usage of chemical warfare against civilians. I mean, they're tipping this out a day ahead of time. We see that there's not going to be any forensic investigation. There's not going to be any debate in Congress. Instead, they move immediately with a solution that they have pre-planned. This is what looks like so much like a false flag. I have people pushing back when I talk about this on Twitter saying, you see everything as a false flag. It's like, well, when they talk about it in advance and say tomorrow this is going to happen, and they've already got a pre-planned solution, they've already identified the culprit, when you can't identify somebody that quickly, that's the thing that concerns me. It's got these types of deliberate fingerprints all over it.
Well, I published that report from InfoWars in today's World Affairs Brief that they had foreknowledge of it. But the only solution, you know, as a military analyst on that, it would be to say that they have to wait, because they had video of seeing the Syrian aircraft come in, dropping their bombs, and then the chemical weapons exploding. You know, either they had to time it where they set these off manually in concert with the coming attack, which perhaps they knew about. Perhaps they were inducing this attack and planned to blow this up. But that's a tricky thing to do from a military standpoint. I think it's much more plausible to believe that foreknowledge referred to the fact we know they're going to attack our arms factory, and in the process, those chemical weapons are going to blow up, mm-hmm. and it's going to cause a massive amount of deaths. And that's what I really see. Think.
I agree. Now, in terms of justification, we saw Donald Trump and Nikki Haley talking about babies and so forth, and we've seen this all with the first Gulf War, and that was false, the fact that we were told babies were being taken out of incubators by an evil dictator, and we found out that was entirely rigged. We talk about Donald Trump said the slow agonizing death. Well, you know, we had 500,000 children die of slow agonizing deaths, and that was our sanctions against Iraq. We also have the example that we had in Stockholm today of what is going to really be the consequences of this in the long term. You want to speak to that and talk about also what you think is going to happen, what effect this is going to have on our relationship with Russia.
Well, let's talk about the Russia thing, too. Now, Trump, of course, as you know, did warn the Russians in advance. This was to avoid too many casualties or any casualties all among the Russian advisors, so he didn't want to have an escalation of this conflict. What that indicates, and it also ended up meaning very few Syrian casualties, although there were some involved in this. But what it means is that Trump wanted to make a statement rather than start a war. And, of course, the Russian reaction with this is to cut off any coordination on air support for this war in Syria. They're also bringing in more anti-aircraft systems. You know, I wondered, first of all, why didn't Russia respond knowing in advance? Why didn't they shoot down any of these Tomahawk missiles? Yeah. I mean, the U.S. threw 59 of them at this airbase. That I knew from a military pilot preserve. That's really overkill. These things are over $1 million a piece.
Yeah, $1.5 million. That's about $90 million that he spent there. I guess we should all go out and get some stock in Raytheon right now. They're going to go shooting up. They'll be replacing these.
Well, here's my take on this. They are. Those Tomahawk missiles aren't being produced anymore, and I think they do have accuracy problems. So I think in one aspect, there's two aspects, but one is that they wanted to use up existing inventory, so they threw nearly 60 of these things out. Secondly, they knew that Russia's S-400 system has very expensive interceptors. They don't have 60 reloads for those S-400 systems. And so they wanted to send a barrage in there so that Russia would say, hey, we can't possibly stop this attack. We're going to let it fall. Interestingly, Russia has documented that most of those cruise missiles missed their target. They only end up destroying three MiG-23 jets.
Wow.
And those were under repair, so essentially it was a net negative. They didn't even crater the runway.
That's so what happens when you do wag the dog. We're talking to Joel Skousen, and we're going to be right back. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Christine, thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Chances. Was a
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Joel Skousen. We're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up later. We're going to also have Steve Pachinik. Alex Jones has more comments we're going to be playing in the next section. But, Joel, I want to get your comments. What do you want the audience to take away from this in terms of what's going on in the area? Because you're looking at this from a military standpoint, from the strategies there. As you pointed out, they wanted to get rid of these stockpiles of cruise missiles. These are old. You said as they sent 60. That was massive overkill. There were questions about its accuracy because it's an old weapon system. But, of course, the military-industrial complex always wants to re-up and get the next generation. This gives them more impetus to sell the next generation to everybody. But give us your perspective on what's going on with the military-industrial complex, the influence of the generals, what this is going to mean for the geopolitical situation with Russia.
I think this entire attack can be laid at the feet of National Security Advisor H.R. McMasters. I think he is in charge now and has the ear of Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump trusts him as well as Mattis, and they've both picked up a neocon agenda. But the mere fact that McMasters was able to eliminate Steve Bannon from the National Security Council Committee indicates that he is having too much influence on Donald Trump. And as I say, I want to reiterate, I am convinced Donald Trump has bought into this hook, line, and sinker. And here's the implication of that. The Russians are beefing up and saying, we're not going to let you go much further than what we've let you make your statement, but we're not going to let this keep going. And I don't think they are. So I think Trump and his advisors will back down from this, and they'll turn their sights towards North Korea. What's really disturbing about Trump's how quickly he moved in terms of authorizing the strike against Syria without even allowing for any rational investigation of the facts on the ground that we're talking about, the facts that were delivered by Russia about this weapon stockpile in Syria or in the Idlib province, indicates that he is really trigger happy. And once he buys into something, in other words, his ego gets on the line and says, I've committed, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it, by George. And he did it. Now, if he applies that to North Korea, first of all, let me say, in practice, I think they should have taken out preemptively North Korea's missile and nuclear system years ago. Now, the globals were in charge then, and they weren't about to do that because they want to preserve North Korea as a threat to be a trigger for World War III. But under that scenario, the globalists having to wait until China unleashes North Korea on South Korea to start World War III, now we've got a different situation. We've got a president who's threatened to take out North Korea if China doesn't put a collar on Kim Jong-un. And China's not going to do that. China is not going to be seen as kowtowing to the United States president. So the chances are very real, David, that Donald Trump, in the next few weeks, is going to plan a strike against North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could trigger World War III early, even against China's wishes.
Yeah, I think that's very dangerous, and I think that's what a lot of us see. This is a message to China and to North Korea, even more so than to Russia. And I agree with you, absolutely. That's the thing we really have to be concerned about.
And, you know, here's what's new about this. I think the globalists intended to have a puppet president, Hillary Clinton, who would continue this slow burn agenda, waiting for Russia and China to get up to speed militarily, which isn't going to happen until, you know, the early part of the next decade. And then they would start this war under some pretext. But now that you've got Donald Trump, they can kill two birds with one stone. One, if they can get Donald Trump to start World War III, then they can blame him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it's not a globalist puppet that has to take the blame, that has to get up on television and explain away this.
Yes.
They know that they can destroy Donald Trump and his entire supporters and label them as the people who started World War III.
Yes.
So I'm saying there's a window of opportunity for the globalists to take advantage of Trump's impetuosity and to get him to launch a preemptive strike against North Korea. So here are three scenarios three and a half scenarios that I'm postulating that could happen about North Korea. One, North Korea sees Trump threatening in Syria and decides to launch its first missile against Guam or Hawaii to make good on his bluster against the United States. However, remember, he doesn't have maneuvering warheads. This is a simple missile, ballistic, easy to shoot down, especially in a low trajectory to get to Guam or Hawaii. I think the U.S. could intercept that missile.
We're about out of time, Joel. Give us the other two scenarios real quickly.
Okay. That Trump does a preemptive strike on North Korea, and China, threatening to retaliate, does and starts World War III. Or number three, Trump strikes North Korean missile sites, North Korea's out of missiles, and they attack South Korea with a conventional attack and their cross-border army.
Very concerning. Thank you so much, Joel Skousen. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
On the run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're also going to have joining us, we just talked to Joel Skousen. We're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us later in the broadcast. Steve Pachinik, Alex Jones will be joining us in just a moment with a comment. But I want to, as we were talking to Joel Skousen, and he said, look, the real danger here, as everybody is agreeing, this is a wag the dog scenario to look strong to China, to put North Korea on alert. Could we start World War III? And he laid out three scenarios there for us as to how that might happen. And as we look at the people who are cheering this action, from ISIS to Al-Qaeda to John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and then, of course, the Never Trumpers at the Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol's publication, Elliot Abrams said this today. The president has been chief executive since January the 20th, but this week he also acted as commander-in-chief. And more, he finally accepted the role of leader of the free world. We did not vote for him to be leader of the free world. We voted for him to be America's leader, to put America's interests first. And to follow the Constitution, I would say, so that we do these types of things deliberately. This was a Russia judgment. And I understand the Machiavellian politics behind all of this. But I have to say that you don't look stronger when you're pandering to the Democrats who've been attacking you. I got Alex Jones on the line. Let's go to Alex Jones.
Alex. Absolutely. Absolutely, David. You know, I got in the car to go take care of this work I'm doing for the company. And I was flipping through the AM dial just to see what people were saying. Rush Limbaugh was ranting against President Trump, saying, "What are you doing? You're battling on the side of Al-Qaeda and ISIS when Assad didn't start the war. The Clintons did. Obama did. Mm-hmm. My whole audience is turning against you. What are you doing? You know, you said you wouldn't have these wars. Everyone's sick of it." And Limbaugh's doing that because his audience is like 90% against this. See, I don't just always go with my audience. When I exposed 9/11 as an inside job, I lost 70-plus stations of 100 I had. I lost, you know, billions of dollars I would have had to fund the operation. I went from being a big star at, like, you know, 26, 27 years old to being on only 30 stations. But I did it because it was right. My listeners hated it. So I don't just instantly jump on the bandwagon against Trump less than, you know, 24 hours into this, but we're analyzing every angle. That's what I do, is I get into the knowledge, I get into the angles, I bring on all the different voices, and I really try to penetrate and understand what's happening. But I just wanted to call in and say this. Your instinct is right. I mean, everyone in his entire base is turning against Trump because they know it's Al-Qaeda in Syria under the name ISIS. They understand the true narrative, and they understand, okay, sure, look tough, you know, for Russia. He sounded just like us. He was, it was Limbaugh saying, okay, look, you know, tough in front of Russia, whatever. What if it starts a war with Russia? You know, Russia isn't communist anymore. They want to be free markets. See, the problem is all these Republicans, like Rohrabacher and others, used to be anti-Russia, have gone over to Russia now. They see it's the Wild Wild West. It's what America used to be in many respects. It's got lower taxes than us. And Russia doesn't want to be our enemy. And so people are pissed, just like the Internet, just like TV and movies let Russia know how good we had it. So the old Soviet Union fell. Americans, despite stuff's bad in Russia in some areas, know that in many ways they're more right-wing or Christian than we are. They know it's all a bunch of bull. They don't want war with Russia. And we're sick of it. And we're sick of this being pushed. And so I got to tell you, I'm going to listen to some other channels before I come back today. But I'm telling you, if you don't, if you have Michael Savage coming out, Rush Limbaugh coming out, Rand Paul coming out, I'm coming out saying, I don't think this is good. I see the Machiavellian point, but he's just getting his enemies on board that'll stab him in the back next week. These people change policies every 5 minutes. We need steadfastness. We should actually be backing Assad until we defeat Al-Qaeda, and then he promises to have elections. So this is just crazy, and it's garbage, and we're on the wrong side here. And again, the paradox is this. We have to go to the special report, David. They're coming back. And we can cut off part of my report. It's fine. The paradox, my friend, is he's doing so good on the economy and so many other things that it hurts my heart, and it really makes me sick. Back to David Knight and my special report coming up. David, God bless you.
Yeah, actually, you know, Alex, what you're saying about that, Rush Limbaugh, we see Ann Coulter saying, tweeting this out. He said he told us that he would be the president of America, not the world. Could somebody show him the pictures of Americans who are being raped and killed by illegals? And that is what we voted for. We've seen some positive results on that side. We saw in the last month the lowest border crossings in 17 years. So there's been progress in other areas. TPP was shut down. But now we've got this Game of Thrones that's going on in the White House, Jared Kushner and the Goldman Sachs people. I'll break that down for you later in the broadcast. But as that is happening, we see Donald Trump moving against the people and the wishes of the voters and the handshake that he had with us. Alex Jones at the beginning, here in Texas, you look somebody in the eye, you shake their hand. We had that handshake. It's called an election. He looked us in the eye. He said, I'm going to put America first. I'm going to fix our country before we start on this globalist regime change idea that is making us all less safe and destroying our economy at the same time we create this massive military buildup. So we had that handshake. And then we saw with Obamacare, this is the thing that concerns me as well. We saw what Kushner was doing with Obamacare, bringing in the architect of Obamacare, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, and then attacking the people who had stood by him, attacking them by name, people like Mark Meadows. Remember, a month before the election, when they threw Trump under the bus with this old tape that he had where he was talking to the Bush guy, when that came out, we had Paul Ryan tell all of the congressmen, forget Trump. He's done. Save yourself. Don't ally yourself with him. Mark Meadows said, no, he is talking about the things we want to see happen. We're going to stick by him. We need to get rid of Paul Ryan. So that's exactly what should have happened. And instead, we see him turning in the other direction. He's now going with the Jeb, the Hillary factions. I want to go to this Facebook report that Alex has. It's titled, Why Trump Attacked Syrian Airbase Revealed.
Alex Jones here with a live update breaking down why President Trump launched 59 cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase last night. This was done for many reasons. The Democrats and others continue to act like President Trump is somehow a Russian agent and has been soft on Putin and soft on Assad. When in truth, our military for more than 4 years has been refusing to follow the orders of the neocons, Obama and Hillary, and launch a full-scale invasion of Syria into that civil war. Because that civil war itself was publicly started by Obama, by Hillary, by the globalists, by the neocons, and as part of the larger Arab Spring. Libya and the failed state, she came, she saw, he died, was an admitted launch pad into Syria with the weapons. Infowars.com, pioneered with Colonel Schaefer and Dr. Steve Pachinik and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and countless other geopolitical experts on my broadcast, day one, breaking what really happened at Benghazi. We broke it. Breaking the plan to go into Syria. We broke it. Breaking the plan to destabilize the entire Middle East. We broke it. So let's be clear. Infowars spearheaded getting the military and others to stand up and say, we will not be al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. Remember all that with Rand Paul and then, of course, Senator Cruz? That all was generated by InfoWars. Now, I'm not giving ourselves credit just to give credit. I'm doing it because some detractors are saying, see, Trump's scum, he's a warmonger, and you backed him, and it's your fault, and you're supporting al-Qaeda in Syria and all this crap now because you're bombing Assad. I'm not supporting any of this. I'm analyzing what happened. I'm breaking it down. Those are correct the record bots that we see all over the place with the left pushing a narrative to undermine Trump. Now, if Trump keeps going sideways, I will be critical of him. In fact, I've been critical on multiple fronts, but I've got a wait-and-see approach. So let me lay out the facts of why Trump did do this. I said this last night before the missiles were launched. I said it in another report I filed, and now this morning, all of it's being admitted. So now I'm going to give you the rest of the story. So imagine geopolitically, you're Trump. They're claiming that you're this Russian agent. They're saying you're soft on Syria. You know that Syria is being turned over to radical Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia under the name al-Nusra, ISIS, al-Qaeda, all the same group, same flags, same mission. You know that the generals are telling you, if we turn this over to them, they will kill every Christian in Syria, and it'll be a horrible failed state. But you also know Assad's done some bad stuff and is not a good guy as well, and that is a dictatorship that they've been trying to reform, by the way, but still, kind of more like Saddam, or not even as bad as Saddam, way better than, you know, obviously folks like al-Qaeda. And so what do you do? What do you do if you're going to have a moral position there in this key area in the region that if al-Qaeda takes it over, will basically implode into Turkey and then into Europe, as we're already seeing with Erdogan threatening jihads in Europe, if Europe doesn't capitulate to all of his demands, like opening up the borders further? Let more Muslims in or we'll attack you. So, again, that's the geopolitical situation we're facing. So what does Trump do? There's a gas attack. There's all these witnesses saying it was planes flying over, dropping it. Clearly it's staged, teleprompters. We've all seen it. It's absolutely canned, like babies out of incubators in 1990. And it turned out the girl was the head of, you know, her dad was the head of a PR firm. She'd never been to Kuwait. It was all fake. That's all confirmed. So, yes, we're seeing made-up WMDs again. We're seeing babies thrown out of incubators again. Clearly, al-Qaeda slash al-Nusra ISIS has been caught not once, not twice, not three times, but at least four times launching fake chemical attacks in the last 4 years and getting caught doing it because their own people shoot celebration videos. They're so badly coordinated showing that they launched the chemical attacks. Even the UN had to say, okay, it was not Assad doing it. Well, of course, Obama comes out and says, if you launch an attack, that's my red line. I will do an air bombardment and attack you. On the 1-year anniversary of that, as if Assad wants to be attacked by the United States and overthrown. I mean, qui bono, he does not benefit from it. They then launch a supposed chemical attack, and it turns out within 24 hours that it was the al-Qaeda people doing it. Then our military says, that's it, it's clearly al-Qaeda, we're not part of this, we won't be their air force. So they rebrand as ISIS to confuse the military and confuse the West about who Obama and Hillary and John Kerry are backing. This is all incontrovertible historical fact. So InfoWars is opposing this from day one, educating the public about it. Trump supports as a candidate General Flynn and others who'd been a part of this, trying to stabilize the region and kick al-Qaeda and ISIS out. They'd already taken over parts of Iraq as well, but two countries border each other. So you have that unfolding. So you have Islamic State between Iraq and between Syria, right there as a piece of the two countries. Here's Syria, here's Iraq. You've got this peace. It's invading both. Saudi Arabia is backing it. Our own State Department's been backing it. Trump stops that. Then, in just 75 days, cleans out and almost defeats all of ISIS and al-Qaeda with thousands, and it's thousands, of U.S. troops on the ground fighting with other forces from the region. Then, all of a sudden, McCain flies over there, and a month later, there's this chemical attack that Ron Paul says a false flag. We said it looked like a false flag day one. It's got all the evidence, the way the media rolled it out, absolutely. So I say yesterday, Trump, I said, please don't do this because it's probably a false flag. And I said, even if you're taking out limited sites, this could widen the war. The Russians could respond. But then we learned Mattis, the head of the Defense Department, and others were meeting with the Syrians and the Russians in high-level negotiation meetings at some undisclosed location as this happened. And I shot the video last night saying they're probably going to let the Russians know what they're going to hit. The Russians are going to pull out. And I said, wait a minute, that base is the base that's in Midley where Assad, 4 years ago, agreed to give up his chemical weapons in exchange for not being bombarded. And so now the argument from Trump is behind the scenes, you already said that those weapons won't be used. Well, just prove it. We're going to blow them up. That way the United States looks strong. That way we don't get sucked in and forced to come in and overthrow your regime completely. That way you can transition into a new elected government, which Assad has already agreed to do as soon as ISIS is pushed out. Folks didn't want that old agreement with our military and the Russians set up over 4 years ago by the Pentagon outside of Obama. And that's all been confirmed. Cy Hirsch has confirmed that on my show. It's years after we told you, okay? So there's an agreement 4 years ago that, okay, we'll push ISIS and al-Qaeda out. Then you'll actually have a stabilization government. You'll have elections. Assad will step down. But you've got to put your chemical weapons at these bases the Russians control. Then Trump gets checked, you know, put in check by the fake false flag that, oh, my God, look, the children are all dying. Look at these horrible images. Better do something, Trump, or you're with the Russians. You're with ISIS. They clearly know it's a false flag. They say, listen, you've already agreed to get rid of these chemical weapons. We're going to blow them up in place. It's just like, you know, they've done in Iraq. They have a meeting. They have the agreement. The Russians make some statements. They don't like it. Boom. The 59 cruise missiles hit it. They destroy it. It's already agreed to be destroyed 4 years ago. And then Trump looks strong to the neocons, the leftists, and everybody else, and can't be blamed for the false flag attack that Trump and his generals know are a false flag, and false flags that the same generals exposed years ago as false flags, and through our intel sources gave us the intel to expose it to the American people. Now, what you just heard is not my opinion. It's what happened. It's the facts. I put it in a video 1 hour before the strikes happened last night, and then another video I did an hour into it, laying it out. And sure enough, the Russians admit they were told. They pulled out a day before. It was chemicals that were agreed to be gotten rid of 4 years ago, and Trump's just executing the deal they already signed, something Obama didn't even do, and now sending a clear message to al-Qaeda and ISIS and all the rest of them, they're going to be pushed out of the country, and the deal to put a democratically elected government in Syria will now roll forward. Now, that's what Trump was clearly told. That's what he's executing. That's what makes sense. Some of these more right-wing generals, though, want wider wars, like McMaster's and others, and Trump's got to be really careful. I'm not enemies of these generals. I know they were following orders under the neocons previously. I hope they're not complete, you know, neocons, because that policy is authoritarian, and it will end up destroying the planet. And it's not moral. And we need to have the moral high ground as Americans. That said, this is very Machiavellian done. Now, what is the final cherry? And I knew this last night when I shot a video before it even happened. The last cherry is the fact that the communist dictator, Xi, is what was landing yesterday at 6 o'clock in Mar-a-Lago. They were meeting at 7:30, an hour before the attacks come. Guaranteed, he's told about it. He's brought in. And while he's under U.S. control, there on the beautiful Florida beach, sitting there with Donald Trump, he sees Syria being bombarded by 59 cruise missiles, a very strong message. While our country's on the edge of war with the situation in the South China Sea and Korea, with the Korean dictator threatening to nuke everybody, with China threatening all of this military action, trying to take over the South China Sea, with all of this happening, this is a message to the communist Chinese, North Korea, and others that America is very, very strong. So quite frankly, it's a win-win-win-win-win on so many fronts. Those chemical weapons have been destroyed. They've always got to be cleaned up now. It's a very dirty way to get rid of them. That's the standard way. You know, ISIS has to continue to be defeated and pushed out. You know, people say, oh, you're supporting the invasion of Syria because you support ISIS and al-Qaeda being kicked out. Our government helped put those people in. Our military then said no to it 4+ years ago and began pushing it out. And I am so proud of the fact that Infowars.com was really the seed and the progenitor of the whole movement to help as a focal point with our military and patriots and intelligence agencies who don't want to be immoral and who don't want to be part of killing a bunch of Christians and destabilizing a more stable Muslim country that also, you know, that borders the gateway to Europe, Turkey. So this is a big, big deal. I hope that this analysis is dead on. I know most of it is what actually happened, but that's up to you to debate and discuss. But I will tell you this. I see the bots on InfoWars, and I see them on YouTube, and I see the same comments spammed everywhere. And we know it's a bunch of bots trying to create this whole fake debate to then undermine the liberty movement, undermine Trump, undermine InfoWars, like we're supporting wars when we didn't support any of these wars, ladies and gentlemen, and when we've been spot on the entire time about everything. Just like Donald Trump was against attack in Iraq, saying they didn't have WMDs on the eve of the war in 2003. Now, here's the deal. Trump is putting our coal back on. Okay, Trump has brought $3 trillion in the stock market already with the exuberance, $300 billion in new jobs, hundreds of companies moving back. He's killing the carbon taxes. He's bringing the coal back, the clean coal. He is attacking political correctness. We have all these pro-gun bills passing everywhere. We have just our border being secured. I see people saying the wall hasn't been built. They're building at a record speed. The prototype's being built right now. All this incredible positive stuff's happening, and I see in the bots, oh, you love war now. You're with al-Qaeda in Syria now, and Trump hasn't delivered, and where's the wall? That's a load of crap thinking libertarians and patriots are idiots, okay? This is the first military action I've supported in a long time because it's cleaning out al-Qaeda, it's cleaning out ISIS, they're being defeated, they're panicking, they're leaving the country, they're getting driven into Iraq, they're being caught in a pincer attack between Iraq and Syria. And when that's cleaned out, then the agreement with Assad 4 years ago in our military and Russia was that Russia would come in and help. We would help, and then they would have elections and stabilize the country again, perhaps even give the Kurds their own area. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, this is a stabilization effort taking place right now, and that's why I am tacitly supporting it. But it's very hard to control the military-industrial complex. And if Trump starts going sideways, I will come out and say I don't like it. So we're the ones playing the Ron Paul clips where he says it's a false flag. We're saying it's a false flag. We're documenting it's a false flag. We expose the whole paradigm and popularize the terms false flags. And it's almost kind of encouraging, though, to see our own listeners, because some of them aren't bots. Some of them are real, you know, saying, hey, what is this? You're pro-war and all this crap. That's not what I've said. That's not what I've done. We're about real analysis, real information, real historical understanding of what's going on. Trump, with the situation, was supporting Paul Ryan's health care that was better than Obamacare, but still horrible. That's a mark against him. Going after the Freedom Caucus. You're saying they're the problem. No, they're your base and your backbone, Mr. President. And if anybody's trying to convince you in the White House to work with the establishment and try to compromise, they're never going to compromise. You could totally sell out to them, which I know you won't, and they'll want to destroy you because you're an image now of nationalism and patriotism and of men being strong and of the return of nation states and self-determination. They will destroy you as a symbol of nationalism, just like they want America destroyed because you cannot have a nationalist, prosperous free market system because it makes the Venezuelas and the North Koreas and all the other centralized systems look absolutely hellish like they are in comparison. They cannot compete with the Americana system. So I'm begging the president and I'm begging the American people, like Stephen Bannon said, to hold his feet to the fire and to continue to battle for our Americana values. But look how far we've come exposing the private Federal Reserve. Look how far we've come with globalism admitting it's collapsing. Look at all the nationalistic movements taking place everywhere. Is there some utopia out of that? No. But it's better than TPP ruling us off in secret. Oh, I forgot. He killed TPP second day in office. The globalists are in full panic. Their entire global system's falling apart, transferring our power to some secret unelected group. So just remember all the things Trump has done. Putting globalism back 10 years before people sit there and don't understand the full geopolitical ramifications of the destabilization program launched by Soros, Google, and the globalists, admittedly, starting 6 years ago in Tunisia, spreading into Libya, our own government helping overthrow our ally, Hosni Mubarak, and putting Muslim Brotherhood in to blow up over 200 churches and murder Christians by the tens of thousands, and all the rest of the crap spreading across the Middle East and into Africa. And now Trump is actually, because I have all the sources, but I can also see the action, cutting them off all over the world. The radical Islamic global bloom is being blocked by President Trump right now. Will there be mistakes? Will there be problems? Damn right there will be. But if I see Trump try to overthrow Assad and let Al-Qaeda / Al-Nusra, ISIS, run that country, then I will come out against Donald Trump 110%. But that hasn't happened yet. So we're going to sit here and we're going to watch what happens. But just remember, you were this close to having Hillary Clinton, and that witch came out. I knew they were going to hit last night when she came out on CNN at about 7, this big gold outfit, and said, I'd hit all those airfields, and I'd do this and that, knowing that that was coming, so that she could all look like a genius. And I mean, it's so scripted, ladies and gentlemen. And with Trump, it's not, because the cards are so close to the vest. But then I'm looking at it geopolitically. What I would do if I was actually trying to, you know, cut off the Russia-phobe garbage, shut up the Democrats, shut up the neocons, but actually make Assad follow through on his deal to destroy the stuff, because it was still sitting there at the airbase under Russian control. And I knew they called the Russians and said, you agreed to blow that up. We're blowing that up. Pull out. Russians pulled out. Russians can have their rhetoric. The United States has their rhetoric. Our generals and military are working with them on airstrikes, on intelligence, on everything. Okay, that's an admitted fact. And you heard it all first at Infowars.com. You want to know what's happening a year before it's admitted to mainstream news? Infowars.com. That's why they're censoring us. That's why they're demonizing us. It's why they're blocking us, because we're true nationalists that are pro-human and want free market renaissance on a planetary scale. Spread the word. Infowars.com/show. I'll be live with David Knight with massive analysis at 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. It's an Infowars. Spread this link. Spread this video and get the truth out, because the enemy does not want anybody to see it. They want everybody to be confused.
And again, that was Alex Jones earlier on a Facebook post, and things are moving very, very quickly. You heard him say that he would not support a regime change there, and things are moving now in that direction. We have a story on Infowars.com from Mikhail Phelan, quoting Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, saying steps are underway to remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power. He said that Assad has no role in the future of Syria, and that there will be an appropriate response from President Trump to that. He said Assad's role in the future is uncertain, clearly, and with the acts he's taken, it would seem that there will be no role for him to govern the Syrian people. We hope that that will not be the case. I'm going to go back to the news here, and we're going to lay down some of this. Of course, we also have Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us in the next hour. Also, Dr. Jerome Corsi. We want to get their take on this radical turn of events. But before we do, I want to remind you that we've had Caveman, one of our newest products, sold out very quickly. It's now back in stock, and we have reduced it 33% off retail for a limited time only. It was sold out for weeks, and now we're discounting it a third off. It has turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. Caveman really is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition. And again, you can get that for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, if you're not signed up for our newsletter, you need to go there, get that information, sign up for it. It's free. And one of the things that you get when you sign up for the newsletter is a free daily special that will tell you not only is it free, but you get massive discounts off of the products that we sell. It's very important to establish that direct contact with us. As we were talking to Roger Stone earlier, one of the things that he was concerned about with the advisors in the White House right now is that they've not pushed back significantly on the move by those in Silicon Valley to isolate InfoWars and the rest of the independent media using Google and Facebook. And so it's very important that you establish that direct connection to us while you can. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back at the top of the hour. And joining us next hour is going to be Steve Pachinik and Dr. Jerome Corsi with their takes on this radical turn of events. We'll be right back.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.